With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're now talking with Dan Connors, the Essex Tech High School football coach. And Dan, welcome back to MSO. How you doing?
It's a pleasure. Doing pretty well after last week.
Coach, it's been a rough introduction to the Cape Ann League on one hand. On the other hand, you opened up your first three games with the Iron, so it had to be quite a learning process for the kids just to experience that.
For sure. We got quite the introduction to the league, I think.
Yeah.
But with that said, I think that we've gotten better every week, even against those tough teams. I think there's a lot of good things on film that we were encouraged by, and mm-hmm. we're starting to see it become a little consistent. And that's why we're having a little more success and being a little more competitive in these games, especially Triton, Pawtucket, and eventually beating Hamilton Wenham. So.
Yeah, you've had constant improvement, and I should remind people you opened up against Newburyport, Amesbury, and Linfield, and they are all at the top of the league, just crushing most teams. But then you started to really come around after that. Triton was a close game, Pawtucket a close game, and then tell me about this one over Hamilton Wenham, because it had to feel good for the kids.
Yeah, definitely. I think both teams struggle, and both teams are very young. Our team is still very young. We made plenty of mistakes, but really down the stretch, we made less mistakes. I'm really happy with the way that we executed in the fourth quarter. And ultimately that's what won us the game. We scored 14 points in the fourth quarter. So,
okay. The skill players always get the names in the paper, but I always ask coaches about linemen, who help things out for the guys. Are there a couple of kids you could mention up front?
I would say that that our most consistent linemen have been center Mike McDonough, who's a senior, really carved a role out for himself this year. And the two guards, Victor Ortiz is a junior, and Ben Torney, who's a sophomore, have been just like the biggest cogs in that offensive line. They never get mentioned, especially that there's a couple of young guys on that offensive line.
Okay.
They never get mentioned, but they've been really consistent.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's good. And, of course, your quarterback has gotten a lot of ink. Tell me a little bit about the leading guys on offense for you, the skill guys.
Yeah, it's definitely Jacoby Castanelli, Tarasiewicz. He usually throws for 100 and runs for 100 every game. He's been really consistent in getting better every week as a passer. You see his interception numbers and his turnover numbers go down. And obviously Jake Gilbert is our fullback. He's the most consistent running back that we have, just a real big bruising fullback, which is, it's hard to kind of face him every week, so we really kind of found our way with that.
It's funny, the name, when you mentioned Jacoby Castanelli, Tarasiewicz, it sounded like an epic novel. It's a great name. It just rolls off the lips like a poem. All right, Coach, tell me, what are you most impressed with about your guys in terms of improvement and how they've stuck with it?
I think I'm just impressed with their work ethic. I people love when I say this, but we're 1-5, and this is the best year that I've ever had. In terms of a group, in terms of just guys coming in and getting after it and getting better, and just improving every week and having that mindset every hour that they're on the field. This is the best group that I've ever had. Kind of get that. So it's been a real pleasure. It's been a real pleasure working with this really young group, and I'm excited to see the future.
You know, as an educator and a parent of an athlete in high school when she was in high school, I understand exactly that. And as a teacher, as an educator, sometimes that is so much more important than, the wins and the losses. Obviously, in interscholastic sports, you play to win, and you got to win. But the learning curve, and when the light bulb goes off over a kid's head, it really means something. And it sounds like that's the kind of team that you got right now. They're willing to be coached, and they're willing to keep at it.
Yeah, I think that hits it perfectly. I think my seventh year as a head coach finally realizes that. I didn't realize that my first or second year. And that, this is a process. Like, running a football program is a process. You're going to have ups and downs, but as long as your kid's improving, that's really kind of the primary goal. So that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. And my theory was always you play to win, but you don't necessarily play to win at all costs. You want to play to win within the confines of good sportsmanship and so on. And I see that everywhere, all over the Cape Ann League, the Northeastern Conference. It's great what you guys do as coaches and teachers. Coach, North Reading, they ain't no little sisters of the poor.
No, they're not. They are very much. I mean, people said that they were down, but you can't. They're not playing like they're down. They're playing like they're kind of like sick of hearing that. but they are fast. They are physical. They're extremely well coached. That coaching staff does an extremely good job. You can tell in their scheme, like they're completely comfortable with what they do. They're instincts are next level, just like the rest of the Cape Ann, and they're defending Super Bowl champs, so it's going to be a challenge.
All right, and do the kids, this sounds like a stupid question, but do they feel confident, they feel like they can get out there and beat anybody?
I mean, I think our kids know it's the good thing about our kids is that they're very realistic. They know that it's going to be a huge effort to beat them, but you know, with the stuff that we're doing and how we're improving every week, they know that you never know. So we're going to go out and try to compete, and if we make more plays than them, we win. If we don't, then we lose. We just try to improve. So.
Oh, okay. Final question, similar to the one I asked before. What's the most improvement for you guys since the beginning? And I'm just guessing off the top of my head, it's the actual speed of the game in the Cape Ann League.
The Cape Ann has definitely made us faster, and they made us grow up. They've made us grow up faster.
Mm-hmm.
We're an extremely young team. We're starting 7 or 8 sophomores, and like I said in the beginning, it's the mistakes that other teams would make that we play are not happening in the Cape Ann. So it's forcing us to be more consistent. It's forcing us to be tougher, mentally and physically. So that's really where you see the improvement.
Good point. And I think just a follow up to that, where you're starting so many young kids, it's got to be difficult to take them out and put even younger kids in because, you know, there's a size factor, there's an injury factor, so you must have to keep these kids in for the most part for the duration of the game.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we have a lot of one-way players, which is because we have 100 kids in our program, so we have a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that would be – it's definitely going to be a strong point going forward in the Cape Ann because some of these teams have mostly two-way players. So we're fortunate that we can rotate a lot of guys in. Like there's a lot of the same guys that can play the same role. So we use a lot of kids.
That's great to hear. And I'm just thinking, man, first year you're on the bottom rung, climbing the ladder, and it's got to be not only an exciting process, but one that you look forward to the improvement and you know, having these kids win. But congratulations on that first one, Dan. I know it has to feel good.
It definitely does. The kids feel good. Everybody kind of feels good. The whole community. Like you get off the grill finally. Like you're not going to be 0-6. You're not going to be winless. And that's I didn't think that we would, but it's nice. It's a nice you know, confirmation that we're not going to be that team. So.
Yep, and the kids are getting all that experience as youngsters, so that's great. Coach, thank you so much for taking the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk again soon, I hope.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. Take care. All right, that's Dan Connors, who is the Essex Tech High School football coach, picking up their first win as they enter their inaugural season in the Cape Ann League. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.